a huge consensus to pursue the reforms. And the latest data that we have from Portugal are quite encouraging in terms of the deficit. In Greece, they are working on a bipartisan way to fulfill their duty to strengthen their finances. Italy, a few days ago, has taken huge reforms, and they have strengthened their objective to have a balanced budget by 2013. And I've talked with the future Prime Minister of Spain, and he assured me again that in Spain they're going to pursue the reforms that were planned in the last government. Even the members that are not yet members of the euro have made huge efforts on their side in order to contribute to this new structure. Let's not forget that it is the citizens who are going to have to make huge efforts. We are asking a lot for them. They do that so that their countries and the eurozone in general will be more stable. And they deserve all our thanks and respect.